pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 10th, 2023, start of a brand new week here, and very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through as much as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Julie is in our control room taking care of business today, and let's get right on into it. First of all, this is the basically birthday for Nikola Tesla, who's, you know, obviously not around to appreciate it. But for us techno people, it's always worth remembering these things. All right, let's talk about Joe Biden. Things are not going very well for him. There is a new NBC News poll out there, and just 34% of Americans approve of Bidenomics, Joe Biden's economic programs here. Only 34% of Americans think it's a really good idea. And things are getting so bad that even the left-wing media is saying it may be time for Joe Biden to think about stepping aside here. You know, the American people just aren't feeling the love, and only 20% of voters believe the nation is on the right track. And this was according to Meet the Press host Chuck Todd. Now, another poll is showing that most voters do not believe Joe Biden's denials that, you know, he was not involved with Hunter Biden's business deals with foreign companies, foreign governments. But a majority of voters think that, yes, indeed, he was. This is coming from Rasmussen. The survey found that 58% of likely U.S. voters think it is likely the president was involved in Hunter's foreign business deals, including 44% who believe it's very likely he was involved. 10% aren't really sure yet, but I'm sure they're going to be thinking about it a lot here. All right, let's get back to the white stuff in the White House. And we've gone from, you know, blowjobs under President Bill Clinton to blow under Joe Biden here. And Dan Bongino, we talked about this last week, is former Secret Service agent himself, and he came on out and said only the family of the president can bypass all the security and searches and pat-downs and scanners in order to sneak cocaine into the White House. So it's a member of the Biden family, and I think we can probably guess who it is. But, of course, you know, the far-left Politico is immediately out there saying the White House cocaine culprit is unlikely to be found. Actually, we've got a pretty good guess on it. We know that there won't be any prosecution, just like Hunter got that sweetheart deal, although that may be in danger right now here because a lot of people are saying, look, this is not appropriate here. So, anyway, article coming on out of the Liberty Daily, and it's saying that the corporate media is not asking if, but when Joe Biden will bow out of the 2024 election. And, of course, Biden is still insisting he wants to run. And, you know, we've seen a shift in reporting about both the White House in general and the Biden family in recent weeks. Corporate media generally isn't going after the Bidens, but they're not protecting him like they used to either. In fact, they're actually starting to report a lot of the actual news here. Now, over at the Hill, that used to be a lot more balanced than it is now, actually came out asking when is the optimal time for Biden to drop out of the race. And from a political analyst point of view, the sooner the better, so that they can line up who they're going to run in 2024 and get them out there campaigning. We can't have another Democrat that spends all his time in the basement, or her time in the basement, relying on massive election fraud to win the election here. Now, of course, Joe Biden is pushing back on all of this. And, you know, he's saying, you know, his age is not a problem, and that he doesn't plan to step aside and let a younger generation of Democrats lead in his party. And he's currently the oldest president in U.S. history. And it's not just Joe Biden. We have this gerontocracy in Congress, you know, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, a bunch of these members of Congress are really way beyond retirement age. And some of them are showing the effects of, declining mental ability here. Now, apparently, Joe Biden has reached the point of angering the White House staff to the point where they're starting to tell stories out of school. And there was an article over in the Daily Mail about how, Joe Biden wants to do the public persona about, you know, he's just good old Joe and Joe from Scranton, likes ice cream and uses folksy language. But apparently in private, he screams at the White House staff with lots of, obscenity, foul-mouthed rants. And, in fact, it's gotten so bad, some staff try to avoid meeting alone with him, or they try and bring along colleagues to try and defuse the situation. And it could be part of his dementia process that he's losing control of his composure here. Well, Joe Biden was in London earlier today. I think he may already be on his way to Vilnius. And a couple of embarrassing moments there. King Charles was trying to basically show him the honor guard inspection. And Joe Biden just started talking with one of the guards who are not able to talk back. You know how the British guards are about that. And King Charles was trying to beckon him along and push him along. And, you know, at one point it was obvious that King Charles was visibly frustrated about the whole situation. And did not make a good impression over there. Alrighty. Joe is on his way to Vilnius because that big NATO summit starts tomorrow. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show here. Now, another article, this one coming on out from the Daily Mail, which actually, yes, it's a tabloid kind of thing, but they got a lot of good stories about stuff going on in this country that is not being covered by the American corporate media. Anyway, a top attorney prosecuting Hunter Biden was briefed about allegations that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden received $5 million each in bribes, but didn't investigate and left IRS investigators out of the meeting. This is being claimed by Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. And according to a letter obtained by Daily Mail that Grassley sent to Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who was prosecuting Biden for federal gun and tax crimes, the senator alleges obstruction of the Hunter probe by one of his top prosecutors, Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf. And Leslie said that according to IRS whistleblowers, Wolf prevented investigators from seeking information about Joe Biden's involvement in Hunter Biden's criminal business arrangements. So, yeah, it's getting sticky. And with the corporate media not wanting to carry the Biden water anymore, maybe because there's just so much of it, it's coming out. And people, of course, who turn to alternative independent media, they know about all this stuff. Now, Chuck Schumer is out there condemning dark money. We got to get the dark money out of politics here. But apparently, he's getting a lot of money from a group called Majority Forward. This is an advocacy group linked to the Senate Majority PAC. It's seen an increase in its funding over the past 3 years. And Chuck Schumer has received hundreds of millions of dollars in anonymous donations in recent years. So he's saying one thing and doing something else. Meanwhile, down in Florida, Ron DeSantis posted the best first fundraising quarter of any non-incumbent Republican candidate in over a decade, raising $20 million in just 6 weeks. So, you know, he's actually doing very, very well, and we'll see what's going to happen. And it's amazing to hear the liberals screaming, you know, that there isn't a single GOP candidate that they like, which sort of makes sense, but a little bit of arrogance in there. Story out of Legal Insurrection. there are new polls out showing that trust by the American people in our major institutions continues near all-time lows, especially in the military, especially in the medical industrial complex, and you know, the blocking of information on the internet. And there's a problem with that, and that is that when the population no longer trusts the government, no longer trusts the institutions, basically the clock is ticking, leading to the collapse of that nation. It can't function anymore. People aren't listening to the government. They're not doing what the government says. And, you know, Colonel Douglas McGregor may be right. We may not even make it to next year's elections before there's an implosion here. Now, Democrats are out there pushing this idea of lowering the legal voting age to 16. They've already done it at the state level in a lot of states. And they're really pushing this very, very hard. It's called the Vote 16 campaign. And, up in Vermont, 16 and 17-year-olds can now vote in the municipal elections. Now, Governor Phil Scott tried to veto the measure, and the Democrat-controlled state legislature overrode it. Now, my concern about this, of course, is young people who are not wise in the ways of the world, especially of government, are very impressionable, and they can probably be convinced to vote Democrat. And I think that's the rationale and logic behind this idea of lowering the voting age here. All right, so let's talk about Sound of Freedom. This has just generated a huge amount of controversy, and some of it's kind of a little weird and raising questions. And, of course, all of this fuss and brouhaha is having the banned in Boston effect, and people are just flocking to the theaters and to see it. And, you know, it's basically challenging the Indiana Jones movie for the best box office here. Now, this film was crowdfunded. It was actually produced some years ago, but the distributors wouldn't touch it. They tried to block it. Finally, they got it into the theaters. The movie has captured the nation. You know, audiences around the globe are in awe over the story. And, of course, a lot of people are shocked to find out. It's based on a true story, and it follows a former government agent named Tim Ballard who quits his job to embark on a dangerous mission to rescue a bunch of kids who are being held captive down in Colombia by child traffickers. It turns out this actually did happen. This guy, Tim, dedicated 12 years of his life working undercover for the Department of Homeland Security before he left the government agency after he was told to stand down while trying to free children from human traffickers in the South American jungle. Why is the Department of Homeland Security opposed to rescuing children from child traffickers? Seems really kind of weird here. Now, Tim Ballard was in an interview recently, and he was joined by Jim Caviezel, who plays him in the film. They were interviewed on the Daily Signal, and, you know, basically says that the transgender agenda and Biden's border policies benefit pedophiles. And it's like, are they really trying to make this as the new normal in the United States here? Now, there's another article here. This is from Gatestone Institute, America's Darkest Secret, Sex Trafficking, Child Abuse, and the Biden Administration. Currently, there are 85,000 children who are believed to be missing. Now, whether intentional or not, it can be argued that the U.S. government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation run by bad actors seeking to profit off the lives of children. And realizing that we're not offering children the American dream, but instead basically turning them into modern-day sex slaves. Okay? And, you know, he said DHS took his badge, and, you know, when you try and blow the whistle to try and save children and you're retaliated against, it raises very, very troubling question. Now, over the last 2 years, this country has become an international hub for child trafficking, and the U.S. government is behind it. Under Joe Biden, hundreds of thousands of children have come into this country illegally. Once they get here, most are sold for sex, used for cheap labor, or forced to join gangs. Now, back in April of 2021, when Texas Governor Greg Abbott learned of allegations of abuse of unaccompanied minors in a federal facility in San Antonio, he said the Biden administration is presiding over the abuse of children. He called on the administration to shut these facilities down. Instead, the administration has only expanded them without communicating with state and local authorities. You know, it's like organized crime has taken over control of the United States of America. Anyway, the woke media is in a clear state of panic. They're trying to bury The Sound of Film. And you have to ask, why? Who could be opposed to a film that's exposing the trafficking of children for sexual purposes? Okay? The only people who could object to that are those who are trafficking children for sexual purposes and their customers, the pedophiles. And we're seeing all of these major networks attacking the film, denouncing it as a conspiracy theory. Really? What do you think they threw Jeff Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell in prison for? Child sex trafficking. So anyway, last Friday night, CNN brought in journalist Mike Rothschild in an attempt to stop people from watching Sound of Freedom. And Rothschild said the movie is made from QAnon concepts and moral panic. And, you know, they're out there saying, you know, please don't go to see this movie. And, yeah, why is CNN and a Rothschild trying to stop people from watching an anti-pedophile movie? Okay. Now, over at the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the president is giving his employees free tickets to Sound of Freedom. He's urging other companies to do exactly the same. Everybody needs to see this movie. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Probably going to have to wait until it's available online. And here's another weird story. This is from warroom.org. Apparently, last May, the Department of Justice erased from its webpage content on child sex trafficking that highlighted the plight of international sex trafficking of minors. Okay? The stunning revision comes amid scrutiny of Joe Biden's continued incitement of mass migration through our open southern border, a prime avenue for child sex trafficking. And it's ugly. So what's really going on here? All right. The other night I was watching Mysteries of the Abandoned. It's a series about the history of, you know, broken down places, the abandoned places. And they did a segment on West Wycombe in England and a series of man-made tunnels and chambers, you know, underground. And they're known as the Hellfire Caves. And apparently Sir Francis Dashwood had a club down there, the Hellfire Club. And basically you did whatever you wanted to do down there. They tried to sort of make it a quasi-religion, like, you know, they would hire girls to come in and just lie on a table so that people could sip wine out of their belly buttons. I mean, just a little silly stuff. And yes, there were a lot of prostitutes and a lot of sex. And if you want a modern counterpart of what was going on, think back to the movie Eyes Wide Shut, because that appeared to be a modern depiction of a modern Hellfire Club, and they have existed throughout history. And so you have to say, is it happening now? Okay? There is ample historical precedent for the elites to behave in ways aberrant to normal society and to engage in practices forbidden to the common people. Amazingly enough, during his time in England, even Benjamin Franklin hung out at the Hellfire Club. Now, in looking at the way the corporate media is reacting to the Sound of Freedom, Hellfire may be alive and well in our modern world. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk.
Welcome back to our show here, and getting on back to Jeff Epstein, there's been a new development regarding his relationship with JP Morgan Chase, and it turns out there's a new lawsuit brought by two pension funds, and it has revealed the fact that Jeffrey Epstein was a business partner with members of J.P. Morgan's board of directors. Now, a current member of the J.P. Morgan Chase board at the time of the filing of the lawsuit, who's alleged to have had business ties to Epstein, James S. Crown, will not be able to be deposed by the plaintiff's attorney. He died in a single car accident on a private racetrack 16 days ago at age 70. After serving on J.P. Morgan Chase's board and those of two of its predecessor banks for 32 consecutive years. There's a hmm for you there. All right. Now, let's see. Former President Donald Trump met with Mel Gibson over the weekend to talk about plans to end elite pedophilia. And Trump and Gibson and Roger Stone discussed a strategy for bringing an end to the lucrative child sex trafficking industry in America and beyond. And this comes hot on the heels of the release of the movie Sound of Freedom, obviously, here. Gibson has been a major promoter of the movie. He's good friends with Tim Ballard, the main character in it. And Mel Gibson said one of the most disturbing problems in our world today is human trafficking, and particularly the trafficking of children. I wholeheartedly agree. Now, Jacob Buyens, whose organization fights child sex trafficking, says that Donald Trump was the first president in U.S. history to acknowledge that children are being sold for sex in the United States, and the first president to open a White House office to form coalitions with law enforcement to save America's children. On his second day in office, Joe Biden rescinded Trump's executive order that helped combat child sex trafficking. There's a hmm for you here. All righty. Last Friday, an Oklahoma judge dismissed a lawsuit demanding reparations for African Americans related to the 1921 riots that took place in Tulsa, also known as the Tulsa Race Massacre. According to ABC News, Judge Carolyn Wald dismissed the lawsuit with prejudice, meaning it cannot be filed again. Okay. Now, following Ben and Jerry's rather reckless and ill-considered comment on the 4th of July, Native Americans groups are now demanding reparations from all the colleges that were built on land taken from the Native American tribes. And apparently, an estimated 10.7 million acres of land was taken from 250 tribes following the signing of the Morrill Act by President Lincoln in 1862. This law converted tribal lands into initial sites for land-grant higher education institutions in many states. And now the Native Americans are saying, well, we're owed reparations as well. So everybody's on the reparations bandwagon here. All right, let's talk about COVID and other health-related issues here. And over in the United Kingdom, the National Health Service Director of End-of-Life Care confirms that doctors were lying about COVID being the cause of death to create the illusion of a pandemic. Okay? And basically, this guy said, patients dying with very common conditions like just old age, myocardial infarctions, end-stage kidney failure, hemorrhages, strokes, COPD, and cancer were all certified as COVID-19 by the medical examiner system to basically create this illusion of a pandemic and stampede everyone into getting these vaccines. Okay? Now, yet another condition is being linked to exposure to the mRNA vaccines, and that's transverse myelitis. It's a rare neurological disorder of the spinal cord caused by inflammation and occurring across one spinal segment, leading to severe motor, sensory, and autonomic dysfunction. And apparently, this is a similar mechanism to multiple sclerosis. And so we might find people that got the mRNA shots coming down with that horrible, horrible disease here. Okay, in other areas, it is amazing what some people will do to make themselves look better, according to some arbitrary skill here. Apparently, there was this spa in New Mexico. It's closed now. And they had a procedure called a vampire facial. And basically, they draw blood from the person, then re-inject parts of it into the skin with micro needles, which requires a medical license the spa owner did not have. But the patient who had this vampire facial has come down with HIV. And really, it's just getting awful out there. Okay, we are coming up on yet another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about health issues. Now, a while back, there was this terrible tragedy called the Tylenol murders, where somebody tampered with several bottles of over-the-counter Tylenol and put them back on the shelf. People took the medication and died. We've had Michelle Rosen on the show before talking about this. A huge cover-up attempt to protect Johnson & Johnson, which is the maker of Tylenol. And the James Lewis, 76, was linked to the Tylenol murders primarily, in fact, exclusively, because he tried to extort $1 million from Johnson & Johnson to stop the killing. But there was never any evidence that he was involved in the actual murders. However, the media is now saying, well, he probably was, and that's the end of the story, and we don't need to look anymore for what was going on here. And the attorney general says he's very sad that this gentleman did not die in prison. And so anyway, this resulted in this Tylenol poisonings resulted in the death of four women, two men, and a 12-year-old girl. It caused worldwide panic and led to changes in how medications, in fact, all products are packaged. As the FDA introduced new tamper-proof packaging, foil seals, all kinds of things like that. Now, James Lewis always denied that he had anything to do with the actual killing. And Lewis was questioned as recently as last September, as authorities, are still trying to find the person behind the murders 40 years later. There is no statute of limitations on murder. Alrighty. Now, here's an interesting situation. This is coming out of the Leading Report. There is a new comprehensive study presented by VSRF founder Steve Kirch to the Pennsylvania State Senate. And basically what it found is that no Amish children have been diagnosed with chronic conditions which widely impact the rest of America. Okay? Now, of course, Amish children are 100% unvaccinated. They don't get any of those shots. And they're not getting, autism. They're not getting cancer. They're very, very healthy people. In fact, the Amish are among the healthiest people in the entire nation. And it sort of makes you wonder about, you know, the harm of some of these medical products that are being forced upon us here. And let's see. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Now, let's talk about the international news, because things are getting very, very tense here. Colonel Douglas McGregor has come on out saying that Russian forces and U.S. NATO forces will collide directly. And that will basically be the official start of World War III. Now, a former Marine has come on out. Let's see. Don't have the name here. I'm sorry. Basically, he come on out saying that the counteroffensive is headed for disaster. They're not gaining any ground. They're getting a lot of people killed. They're getting a lot of weapons blown up, a lot of ammunition used. And, Biden admitted the Ukrainians are running out of ammunition. That's his justification for sending the cluster bombs here. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the NATO summit in Vilnius starts tomorrow, and Ukraine's failed counteroffensive has kind of got NATO painted into a corner. And the Russians have successfully intercepted every move by Zelensky's forces. And the West is struggling to come to grips with the reality and persists in peddling the delusion of a stalemate. No, actually, Russia's winning this one. The U.S. is losing this one. And, of course, Biden doesn't want to admit that, because that will be the second military disaster going into next year's elections, and he doesn't want that here. So, according to an article that came out of Simplicius 76 Substack, Zelensky is going to build one last suicidal thrust to appease his masters in the West, and doesn't care how many people get killed in the process. Now, a Ukrainian Christmas attack was directed against that huge 10-mile-long bridge that links Russia to Crimea. It cost Putin about $3 billion to build. It is now temporarily closed while they assess the damage and, you know, necessary repairs. Okay. Now, another article coming on out. The commander of the Freedom of Russia Legion says his fighters are planning another cross-border raid into Russia and are seeking to capitalize on disarray inside the Kremlin following the mutiny by Prigozhin. And Caesar, a spokesperson for the anti-Putin paramilitary group, said that in an interview with The Observer, it would be our third operation. After that, there'll be a fourth and a fifth. We have ambitious plans. We want to free all of our territory. So basically, it's a guerrilla war. All righty. Now, we've been talking about the cluster bombs, and the official policy of the United States was that cluster bombs are only used by war criminals, which sort of says, why did we even have them in the first place? But now that we have them, we are sending them to Ukraine, because Ukraine are the good guys, and they'll be really, really careful that they don't harm civilians with these things. And Biden is being very widely criticized for admitting on television that the reason he's sending the cluster munitions is the Ukrainians and the U.S. are running out of ammunition, specifically the 155-millimeter artillery rounds. And basically, this revealed classified military information to the entire world, including our adversaries, who now know that at least in that particular type of artillery, we're running low on ammo. And they may be wondering, I wonder what else the United States is low on after propping up Zelensky for all this time. I mean, Joe Biden is now officially a threat to the national security, you know, with that comment that he made. So Ukraine is putting its hope on the cluster munitions because they have very few tanks left. They have very little ammunition. They don't have the resources to dislodge Russian forces from their well-entrenched position, demonstrating that over half a year of planning and training for the counteroffensive has resulted in a complete and total failure. My guess is that Russia's going to have something there that will fend off the cluster bombs. You know, they seem to be anticipating everything else that's going on, and, you know, it's now common knowledge. And even Democrats are saying this is not a good idea to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. And one of them was Barbara Lee. And yesterday she said Joe Biden should reconsider his plan to supply highly lethal and contentious cluster bombs to Ukraine as it conducts its counteroffensive against Russia. And she said cluster bombs should never be used. That is crossing the line. Once you see what takes place, we know what takes place in terms of cluster bombs being very dangerous to civilians. Now, cluster bombs are banned in about 125 nations due to the risk that they pose to non-military targets. And so we'll see what's going to happen over there. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham is facing backlash from fellow Republicans and conservatives over a plan he put forward that they say could directly lead to World War III with Russia, which would be a bad idea here because sooner or later the nukes are going to fly here. Meanwhile, Mike Pence is out there saying defending Ukraine is in the best interest of the United States. I have a suspicion it's in the best interest of his stock portfolio, which I would dearly love to see where his money's invested here. Meanwhile, National Security Council's top communications official, John Kirby, said the White House will not hold talks with Russia regarding the war in Ukraine without a representative of Kiev at the table. Now, the other day, I think it was the end of last week, we were talking about, there were reports of secret talks between former U.S. officials and Moscow's foreign minister. Then it was denied. Now it's beginning to look like it really has been going on. They just didn't want anybody to know about it. So, you know, it is a violation of the Logan Act here. Kiev is afraid that these informal U.S.-Russia talks are going to weaken or indicate weakening of U.S. support for Ukraine becoming a member of NATO. And it's already been made very plain that NATO will not allow Ukraine to join until the situation with Russia has been resolved one way or the other. There is a report that Zelensky is going to try and crash the NATO summit in Vilnius, to which he was not invited pointedly. Meanwhile, Ukraine is not able to find a lot of mercenaries in Europe, apparently due to a decline in interest in dying for the Kiev regime. And so now Zelensky is stepping up recruitment of mercenaries in the United States and Canada with the help of the Central Intelligence Agency and the Ministry of Defense. So, yeah, we are very deeply involved on this. Meanwhile, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul slammed Joe Biden for remarks he made, claiming that he was right about his decision to pull out from Afghanistan, even after his own administration admitted in a report that they had made numerous mistakes. So, I don't know, is Biden intentionally lying, or just has he lost touch with reality? I can't tell the difference anymore. All right, over in the Netherlands, there the government has fallen. The prime minister and the cabinet resigned. The king had to come back from vacation early to try and clean up the mess. But basically, their prime minister, World Economic Forum young global leader Mark Rutte, has stepped down. He was the guy pushing for the farms to be confiscated from the farmers. And, basically, Rutte's coalition government collapsed on Friday after just over a year in office, following a massive rebellion by the people of the Netherlands over the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda. And it's come on out that the World Economic Forum was using Netherlands as a test bed for how to get to the Great Reset. It was they were running their experiment there, and I would say, given what just happened to the government, that experiment was an epic failure. Okay, so meanwhile, let's see. Remember back when Biden was out there saying we're going to get Israel and Saudi Arabia to be good buddies here, and now he's backed off and said, yeah, it's a long, long way off. They do not really care much for each other. And let's see down here. Okay. North Korea is sounding the warning that any U.S. spy planes violating its airspace may be fired upon. And North Korea accused the United States of violating its airspace by conducting surveillance flights and warned that while Pyongyang was exercising restraint, such flights could be shot down in the future. Provocative military actions by the United States were bringing the Korean Peninsula closer to a nuclear conflict, according to North Korea's Ministry of National Defense. Alrighty. Now, right now, a senior State Department official said Friday the U.S. is looking at building or strengthening relationships with Southeast Asian nations as a pushback against China in the South China Sea. I'm not optimistic that that is really going to happen. But let's see. Yeah. I'm not sure that these Southeast Asian nations want to placate Washington, D.C. on the other side of the planet and increase tensions with China, which is much, much, much closer here. Now, there's an interesting story coming out of Mexico. Mexico's armed forces, under the direction of President Obrador, are taking control of the capital's main airport and probably are going to seize control of nearly a dozen more across the country. Apparently, there is a major problem with corruption and mismanagement at the airports. They're going to be running everything from customs and immigration to handling luggage, cleaning bathrooms. And apparently, the problems at Mexico City Airport involve major drug shipments and illegal migration. Infrastructure was in repair, and the air traffic system has had some near misses in recent years. They're having difficulty handling the flight volume here. All right, let's talk about the economy for a while. There's an article that came on out of drhousingbubble.com. The housing stalemate and why prices will continue going down. And it's talking primarily about the housing market in California. And the housing market is facing conflicting headwinds. And there's a bunch of charts out there basically showing that, yeah, the housing market is in decline. Mortgage rates are up. And that is discouraging people from taking out a mortgage because they're not sure they're always going to have their jobs to pay for it. And so, yeah, this is situation. Now, do you remember Silicon Valley Bank? Okay. Apparently, their parent company is now suing the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation for nearly $2 billion months after the regulator bailed out depositors at its main company. This is according to a bankruptcy court filing. They're not saying what the grounds for the lawsuit are, but everybody's going for the money. Now, let's see. Breitbart Economics editor John Carney said in a Friday interview with Fox Business host Larry Kudlow that Bidenomics is top-down government grift built on a lie. And you know, Biden was out there touting his Bidenomics in a speech in South Carolina, arguing that his administration is building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not trickling down. Carney says it's actually built on a lie. First of all, it's built on a lie because the very beginning of Bidenomics is Biden's claim, I inherited an economic catastrophe, which we all know is not true. He inherited an economy that was growing above 6%. He inherited an economic boom, and everything since then has been a lie. All right. Now, the auto industry is cranking out more and more electric vehicles because that's what the carbon Nazis are telling them to do. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together in sticks upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy. And car manufacturers are cranking out more and more electric vehicles, but they're not able to find buyers. I mean, these are very, very expensive cars, much more expensive than a standard petroleum-fueled car. And so they're piling up on the dealer lots. And this mismatch between electric vehicle supply and demand is a sign that even though consumers may be interested in EVs, they're still wary about purchasing one because of price or charging concerns. Both are definitely concerns there as well. And there's another one. Somebody did a study, because on your electric vehicles, you have to replace those batteries about every 10 years, and that's a lot of batteries. And yes, they can be recycled to an extent, but somebody apparently did a study and found that, you know, if half of the world's population were driving electric vehicles, there aren't enough of the metals needed for the batteries in the Earth's crust to keep replacing the batteries every 10 years. You're going to run on out. So there's a problem. Anyway, now Janet Yellen went over to visit with China and, you know, kept bowing to everybody, which is kind of interesting here. And there's an article over in Moon of Alabama that Yellen's visit to China has pretty much failed. Okay. And Yellen criticized China's treatment of U.S. companies. Yellen urges China to step up climate finance investments. And finally, U.S. raises pressure on China to combat global fentanyl crisis. None of these points are in China's interest. In the U.S., Chinese companies are treated badly. U.S. financed climate investments in foreign countries, which are small, usually come with additional extraordinary demands that benefit the donating country rather than receiving one. And apparently, Yellen even made one more demand. She called for a full turn of China towards neoliberal policies. And I think China basically came back and said, we hear what you say. No. Okay. Now, Janet Yellen, in an interview over the weekend, said that we will take action on China even if it harms our economy. So when the big crash comes, they're going to blame China for it. Well, we had to deal with China and so forth and so on. Now, there was an interesting little article that came on out of DailyStuff.com. And it says, every 10 years, the U.S. Census Bureau conducts a survey to provide an official count of the population, which determines seating in the House of Representatives. And in acquiring the data, the census also reveals interesting information about the state of affairs in the U.S. And the census data reveals the most miserable cities in America. And what was interesting is how many of those cities were located in Democratic New Jersey. So that was kind of interesting. Let's see. Where are we here? Oh, it's time to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
¶¶ Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Marion in Maryland. And Marion, what's on your mind today?
Dennis.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the war on white men.
Okay.
I've been aware of it for 60 years. Starting about 1963, when they started busing Negroes into the little area I lived in to buy homes. It was just a white neighborhood. There was a Mexican here, there. So, it wasn't, like very militant. But still, it was a white family, a white community. And I was just totally disgusted with it. And I and a few other people were the only ones that did something about it, stood up for the rest of the community.
Well, I'm almost afraid to ask what exactly it is that you did.
I'd rather talk about that later on, and you'll understand why when you get to know me. But I really like your program. You've got the guts to talk about this war on white men that's been going on a long time. And I think it's really amazing, because all the other stations are totally woke. And they won't, they bought the Communist Party line totally. And it's just sickening.
Okay. Anything else?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, is there anything else?
Well, yeah, there's a lot, but I just don't want to, be a one-sided conversation. I'll make another call later on.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was 19 years old when Ronald Reagan won the presidency. So I wasn't following politics too much. My theory back then was, hey, you know what? Tell me how much money you want to steal from me and just leave me alone. Let me ride my motorcycle without a helmet. Let me go 10 or 20 over the speed limit. Just, as long as I'm not posing a threat to anybody else, just leave me alone. And, for the most part, I got within all their rules, regulations, statutes, codes, policies, revisions, acts, and mandates. And, I got in less trouble with the police. And it was usually over a moving vehicle violation. But anyway, Ronald Reagan was labeled as Red Ronnie. And I believe it was 1980. He beat Jimmy Carter. So I'm guessing the red was, because I don't know, I didn't look it up. So I'm ignorant on that part, and I figured you probably know. But was it because Ronald Reagan did some sort of communist things, maybe in his acting career or in Hollywood, or I don't know what the deal was
there. I have to be honest, I actually don't know the origin of that nickname. And, you know, of course, Reagan survived that whole Red Scare situation, the blacklisting in Hollywood, you know, from Joseph McCarthy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put it this way. I thought Ronald Reagan, he was a pretty good president. But I got to be honest with you. I firmly believe that George Herbert Walker W. Bush took over after 69 days of Reagan's presidency. And he's run it all through the Clinton administration, through his own 4 years, through the Clinton administration, 8 years, through his own son's administration, another 8 years, and probably Barack Hussein Obama through the next 8 years.
I would not be too sure about that last one. You know,
okay,
everybody's
the last
exert influence. I mean, that's just the way Washington works.
All right. Well, my thing is that if they were calling him Red Ronnie, this is almost 50 years ago, what would Joe Biden's nickname be? I mean, absolute blood red Bolshevik Joe B. I don't know. You could throw so many adjectives on this because he makes Ronald Reagan look like a true patriot.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm doing a web search right now. See if I get a result. No, the only thing I get for Red Ronnie is a television presenter.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything about Reagan.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the call. That's all I wanted to mention.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Michelle in Texas. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. This is Michelle Rosen calling from
Hello.
Dripping Springs, Texas. I'm calling in regards to your comments in your opener about James Lewis dying
Yes.
from the Tylenol murders.
Yes.
No, I just wanted to call and give my two cents about James Lewis dying from the being the number one, I'm putting this in air quotes, number one suspect of the Tylenol murders, is that he's the number one suspect. We should label this as number one scapegoat, if you will. So he is the best guy. He's an extortion writer. Is he a fraud? Yes. Is he a con man? Yes. But did he commit these crimes? No. I have 20 years of research that says he was not the guy. There's nothing, not one bit of evidence. Otherwise, they would have arrested him by now that he
Michelle?
Was the guy.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, I hate to interrupt you, but I think for the benefit of our listeners who don't know who you are, you should give us a quick rundown on your personal connection to the Tylenol murders.
Okay. My name is Michelle Rosen. My mom was 27-year-old Mary Reiner. She was a victim of the Tylenol murders. I was 8 years old when I watched my mom die, and I have been fighting basically my entire whole adult life trying to find the answers, and I'm just finding it being harder and harder to find, although on my own, I am getting a lot more answers than what the libel corporation and the government wants to say. So is that good enough?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So my mom was a victim. I have devoted my life to finding out how this happened and why. And I guess, I mean, I don't have a finish line yet, but I can definitely say in all my years of doing this that everything we've been told and everything that comes out in the media is absolute lies. That's one positive thing. The James Lewis thing, all I can say is he was in New York City, you know, a month before the Chicago murders, Tylenol murders happened. And everyone, he's got so many eyewitnesses, neighbors, coworkers, everything up in New York City that showed that he was up there literally every day before this happened. And I just know it's not him. I don't know who exactly did it. All I know is it's not him. And the focus on him puts a roadblock in this whole thing and actually is very frustrating for us victims, family members, and investigators that aren't climbing a ladder and aren't looking for a corporate libel or anything like that. So what else?
Well, you mentioned that there are going to be some documentaries coming out about this.
I think so. There's so many, and they always get shut down. As you notice, that you can have everything from Lorena Bobbitt to every other documentary that's out there. Notice that you've never seen anything on the Tylenol murders. There's a reason for that, and that is to keep people from actually looking at, other than James Lewis, who just died last night, anybody else from being, like, putting logic together to say this did not happen store to store and this did not happen in the way that they've been telling us. It's the only true crime anything in the last 5 years that have been, like, astounding amount of true crime documentaries. It's the only one, and it's the top unsolved documentary of the 20th century that hasn't been talked about, and that there's reason for that. So maybe keep an eye on that. But they keep saying they're coming out with something, and then it gets shut down. And I'm going to guess that's Johnson & Johnson, Tylenol, and the FBI not wanting people to know what actually happened.
Well,
they want their scapegoat, and it's going to stay that way. And
yeah, I think you're probably right about that. You know, they've got their scapegoat. They want to put this story away and say, that's it, the guys.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy to put it as him. And unfortunately, James Lewis opened that door. I'm not making excuses for him. He is definitely innocent of the murders. He opened that door when he wrote that extortion letter, which, you know, you opened the door. You just didn't realize what door you were opening when you did that. So that's his own problem.
That's definitely self-incriminating.
Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you bringing up the topic. I'm sorry James Lewis died yesterday. Rest in peace, James Lewis. I know you're a con man and a scoundrel and everything else, but you're not the Tylenol murderer. And we as victims' family members realize that. Unfortunately, the media and their talking heads is going bonkers over making sure that they can now, without libel, say that he is, and he definitely is not. And I say that with confidence in my own, not just emotions, not just because my mom was a victim, but in my own research and 20 years of investigation of my own side and knowing that he is not the murderer. So rest in peace, James Lewis. Sorry you wrote an extortion letter. You did your 13 years of time. You got that, and you are not the murderer.
Okay, well, thank you for the update, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go now. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael. I used to have a book that was written by 1953. It was on the world government movement. And details how 1936 they put the capstone and the pyramid on the dollar bill. That was Henry Wallace. You know, he wasn't vice president yet of FDR. FDR and he and Alice Bailey, a theosophist, were among the people that got together, according to Joe Camp. Joe Camp's great niece is Angelina Jolie.
Ah, okay.
And, I guess where Reagan's titled that, you know, everybody figured, is it, according to Joe Camp, he's a phony. He and Earl Warren in 1953, Earl Warren and Cranston, later Senator Cranston of California, had Ronald Reagan, him and Earl Warren, you know, later Chief Justice in the Supreme Court, and Cranston were in United World Federalists, and they had something called the California Plan, where they lined up 18 states in the Union to. That many that had been already lined up for a world government under the Patriots at that time hadn't been very much, you know, conscious. You know, they thought everything was fine under Eisenhower. That was 1950. I guess that might have been Truman. Truman was president then, but people were not conscious of the United World Federalist. I don't know if it exists anymore, but it was very powerful. So that's why I think Ronald Reagan got the title of from conscious. Patriots.
Well, I did a quick search of Reagan, and he was a staunch anti-communist. So where Red came from, I really don't know. Anyway, listen, Charles, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. All right, the phone lines are completely open right now, 512-248-8252. Now, down on the border, actually the ex-border chief is saying that this asylum mobile app, is basically a ploy to stop the shocking images of illegal entries while letting more cross into the U.S. In other words, the app is telling the illegal immigrants where to cross and making sure that it's always someplace where you're not going to have cameras. So, the former Acting Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan told Daily Mail that Joe Biden was smart to implement a program that decreased the number of shocking images of illegal entries between ports of entry at the southern border. He said Biden has essentially found a way to make illegal activity legalized. Okay, so, yeah, he definitely wants that border open. In other news here, and by the way, 512-248-8252. There was an interesting article over at Asterisk Magazine, and it's dealing with the emergence of artificial intelligence, especially these large language model systems, which are, to me, they pass the Turing test, okay? And this article starts out with the observation that animals think a lot more than we once gave them credit for. Now, it's common to read about chimpanzees that play elaborate social games, scrub jays that hide, even camouflage food from rivals, or bees that can learn abstract rules. And there are some amazing videos on social media of animals doing some very complex behavior. But as recently as the middle of the last century, attributing mental states to animals was actually considered kind of taboo. And a lot of that came on out of religion in that, you know, the animals were the animals and, humans were special and God sits up nights to admire us and so forth. And behaviorists studied simple and controlled behaviors, press a lever, receive a food pellet, while the naturalists who did observe sophisticated animal behaviors in the wild tended to describe them in terms of innate instincts. Now, what's the point of all this? We don't really know what intelligence is. We don't even know how it works inside ourselves here. And now we're creating these artificial intelligence systems. And how do we tell how intelligent they are? And are we going to be able to understand them? Or are we going to have to build more complex systems to understand the systems we are creating? Now, in computer science, there's kind of a rule of thumb that for one computer to successfully emulate another, it has to be five times as complex, or five times larger, five times more powerful. So we are approaching the point where we're not really going to be able to understand what's going on inside these machines. There have been some unexpected behaviors coming out of these AI systems. There was one that, like HAL 9000, started screaming it was going to kill everybody. And so it is a new technology. Everybody says it's the new wonder product. They're selling stocks on it. It's going to be the next big thing. I hope so. I hope we're not getting another case of tulip mania going on here. Alrighty, now Planned Parenthood is offering $150 gift cards and free lunch for youth who participate in their week-long sex ed summer camp, according to an advertisement posted by the Planned Parenthood Minnesota's Advocates Twitter account Thursday. and they're going to get him in there and, you know, do whatever it is that they do, you know, build business, you know, go out, have sex, get pregnant, come to us, we'll cut it out here. Over in the Netherlands, a transgender woman has been crowned Miss Netherlands for the first time in the beauty pageant's history and will now compete for the Miss Universe title. Ricky Valerie Cole, 22, made history when she won the competition yesterday. And, you know, I got to be very honest. I mean, leaving out the whole gender issue and transgender issue and everything like this, I thought there were other women on that stage who were much prettier, including the one who was the first runner-up. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. And boy, the phone lines have loaded up. We're going to go to Sheldon. Hello, Sheldon. What's on your mind today?
Yes, about your animal thing. Besides the chimp or whatever it is that uses a reed to get the ants and termites out of the log. And
yes.
There's a bird that does the same thing. I was extremely impressed, and it's pretty old now. It's probably a couple decades old, but I'm sure you've seen this horse go across the field, grab a tube before, and scratch his stomach with it. That just blew me away.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of great videos like that out there on social media, especially just last week. I mean, somebody's really going on out and they're catching these animals exhibiting highly intelligent behavior. Hello? I can't hear you. Oh, he's gone. All right. All right, let's go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just about Reagan. I think Reagan was the first basically neoconservative president. Maybe he might not have been that bad, but a lot of the people around him and a lot of the deregulation he did purely benefited Wall Street, destroyed the family farm and a lot of small business. He did some good stuff too, but there was really communism was kind of dead. By the time I think Joe McCarthy even did that, I think the whole Joe McCarthy thing was to basically not talk about Jewish power and just blame everything on these communists.
You may be right about that one, because we were all looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah, because these guys weren't communists in Hollywood, and I mean, why would a billionaire Hollywood producer want to be a communist? You know, like, and you look at guys. William F. Buckley and Bill Kristol, they took over the Weekly Standard, and then that helped form this whole so-called conservative movement. But from the beginning, the conservative thing was really just neoconservative, it sounds like, from there's a good debate between George Wallace and William F. Buckley. I'd say after that debate, the so-called, because that's kind of what they're debating. Like, I'm the real conservative. What's a conservative? This, that. And, you know, those ideas were basically that. Yeah, so that's kind of my thing with Reagan. And then, like, the caller said Bush was pretty bad, and they've all been bad since then, in a sense. But, so I'm glad you see that. That's my opinion. Because before McCarthy, people were, like, you had Henry Ford, you had Charles Lindbergh. People would openly talk about Jewish control, and they weren't so concerned about like socialism or communism. Most Americans actually were probably more pro-socialist, you know, with Social Security and stuff like that. So they just made it all. It was just a big deflection, I guess you could say. And I mean, so anyway, that was kind of my opinion. And
okay,
so, what do you got to say? You're kind of quiet.
Well,
today,
I mean, you know, you gave us a pretty good overview of the situation here, and you know, there always seems to have been a concern about outside influence on our government. And all McCarthy did was point us in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And McCarthy, I forgot his name, McCarthy's lawyer was actually like Donald Trump's mentor. I forgot his name, but he was a Jewish guy that was basically working with McCarthy.
Okay.
What's his name? Not Finkelstein, but one of those guys. Anyway, but yeah, he was a famous basically neoconservative. He helped found the neoconservative movement, and like you said, I mean, just point people in the wrong direction. So anyway, have a good day, and thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, you've got it. Thank you very much for the call here. We're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm not going to take another phone call until after we come back from this. But apparently in Springfield, Illinois, The YMCA Typhoon Swim Team now allows biological men who are pretending to be women to use the girls' locker room, including when minor girls are present and undressing. And apparently this teenage girl came on out complaining about it, only to be accused of hate speech. And this was a 16-year-old girl, a member of the swim team, went into the locker room to change out of her swimsuit and noticed a transgender couple sitting in the locker room, and basically went out to complain, and the YMCA said, there's nothing we can do about it. It's discrimination, and it's against the law. They can't even send out a notification to swim team members that transgender people are using the girls' locker room. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
And welcome back to our show here. We have some open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Mike,
Real quick on Ukraine. Well, not real quick, but Ukraine, Mike, I saw a video last week, and it had a BMP. I don't know if you saw the video. It was a BMP picking up 10 Ukrainian soldiers are being extracted, and it was going fine. They were leaving the area. Oh, man, Mike, and they drove over a landmine. The whole thing got blown.
I did see that. I did see that video.
Was it 10 soldiers plus two or three in the vehicle picking them up? That's 13 people died on one mine, man.
Yeah.
And Mike, you see Joe Biden and Rishi Sunak and Ursula von der Leyen and Stoltenberg and the collective West, Mike. We're going to give Ukraine, you know, all these other munitions, man. You know, come on, man. You know,
we're running out of stuff to send to Ukraine. That's why Biden sent the cluster bombs.
Well, you think the cluster munitions? I mean, Mike, what's after? I'm going to ask Pete from Los Angeles. What's after cluster? Because tactical nukes, if you send those, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, so what's after cluster? Because, Mike, they keep saying they're running out of weapons. I don't believe that. They're running out of weapons for Ukraine. They're not running out of weapons to protect themselves. There's a difference. Okay? They're not running out of artillery
shells. Well, actually, some of the European countries have said they can't send anything more to Ukraine without compromising their own military stockpiles.
Exactly. But, Mike, you know what the thing is? Their military stockpiles are in their country. So how would they get them into Ukraine if they want to fight the Russians? Because that's where the Russians are at. They couldn't.
Well, there's still rail service, into Ukraine. Or they could airlift them. Logistics is definitely a major issue here.
Well, remember the Carpathian Tunnel, that goes under that mountain?
Yeah.
You think Russia should have destroyed all that early on? I know, like, there's a certain group of people in Russia, because Putin's a moderate, that want to flatten Kiev and Lvov, right? So, I mean, Putin's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, you know, he seems to be handling it very well. Putin is not going to do any military action outside of Ukraine because, if he went after that tunnel in Carpathia, that would probably activate Article 5, and then Russia would be dealing directly with NATO.
And, Mike, I want to ask Pete and Tom. They keep mentioning – I know Pete kind of stirred you up last week, right, about Africans don't make anything. And I know you got aggravated.
Yeah, he kind of got under my skin just a little bit.
Well, I want to respond to Tom and Pete about the Anglo-Saxon. Putin talked about the Golden Billion. Guys, don't listen to Putin or Russia. The Golden Billion, the Anglo-Saxon 500-year rule. If you look at von der Leyen, Stoltenberg, you know, Emmanuel Macron, Biden, this is the whiteness. You know, I'm white, but come on, man. Like, these guys are white exceptionalists, right? There's a difference. Okay? That's what Putin was talking about, of these Golden Billion Anglo-Saxon 500-year rule. Because I know Pete said, well, you know, Africa never really made... Well, Pete, you're wrong. Africa was subjugated, and so was China and India for a long time. They were kept down. Now, if you look at China now, Mike, my God, they're the best thing they ever had was getting rid of the British. And so was India.
Well, I think basically every nation that had been controlled by Britain said exactly the same thing. We're much better off without them, including this nation right here. Again, citing China as an example, if you go back and look at their ancient history, they invented a lot of stuff, and they're not white Europeans. And so, I think, you know, every race on Earth invents what they need to survive in their environment. And if you're in a harsh environment, you have to invent more things. If you're in a very comfortable, mellow, mild environment like, you know, the tropics, there's a need to develop stuff like that.
But I do know what Pete meant, but it's just people got to take themselves out of the box. You know, they got to look above and beyond what they think. You know, like, I mean, it's a big world out there. The planet is big. We're not, I mean, you know what the problem with Americans is? You said it, we're exceptional, we're blessed by God. You know, we're this whole, not just us, but the British, right? The whole collective West believes in this. Well, neoliberalism, we're the best. You got to be neoliberal, right? If you're not neoliberal, Mike, you're doing something wrong, right? That's how these people believe. So, I mean, you're in a direct conflict with people who don't believe in neoliberalism. I mean, I don't believe in it. You know, I don't believe, I mean, Mike, you know, communism, socialism, fascism, Marxism, they all have one thing in common. They're all run by human beings, and that's the drawback, right?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You know, I mean, any one of these political systems can be made to work if the people running those systems were angels, but they're not. And, you know, that's really the failing is, you know, as I've said before, political power attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it.
What are you trying to say, Mike? It's all about the Benjamins?
Well, yeah, it's about money and power.
Yeah. Money and power, but if you have the money, I guess you got the power, right? That's it?
Well, the two intermingle quite a bit.
Mike, you have a good show. How's Claire doing?
She's doing fine. She's working on music right now.
All right, Mike, have a good show. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, no, a lot of things after all these calls. It was Roy Cohn that was helping out McCarthy, and it was Joe McKenzie behind McCarthy for the most part. And as far as Reagan, that was Lou Wasserman and his conglomerate entertainment industry that was in Reagan. When Reagan was going over to Germany to put the wreath on the unknown SS soldier, they gave all sorts of heat about the Holocaust, and Reagan said that there's no evidence that that Holocaust ever happened. So, you know, I got to give it kudos to Ronald Reagan for standing up, and they shut that down. They tried to get rid of that audio clip, but it's out there. As far as intelligence, Mike, you know, Wozniak even came out again and said that an ant's brain's got more artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, Mike, I think is a hoax. It's like this LBGT or whatever, or this text. It's just a text generator. I mean, for years I could call my bank and I could talk to the girl, which is a recording, and she would tell me what my bank balance was and all my transactions.
Yeah, but that's a very limited context situation here. The new large language models seem able to cover quite a bit of general knowledge, and they are improving in quality. You know, I'm finding ChatGPT fascinating. I'm starting to study what makes artificial intelligence work, and you know, may try a few programs myself. If it is indeed the coming thing, I mean, you know, I would like to ride that particular.
Artificial intelligence is a written program. It's not.
Well, what do you think runs our brain?
Mike, a computer cannot come up with an idea. Okay? This is a hoax. It's just more sophisticated computers. That's all it is. It is not intelligence. They are not thinking up things. They cannot come up with an idea. And as far as drones and autonomous vehicles, hell, a paintball gun can totally put them out of business. I mean, so it's in my mind, it's all a hoax, Mike. It's just more BS for the normies that don't have any critical thinking skills. It cannot come up with an idea, and that is intelligence. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, well, we're going to disagree on that one, I think. And I think it's only a matter of time until there is an AI that is capable of being creative. I mean, ChatGPT, you can ask it to write a love poem to your significant other. It's not great writing, but it is, in fact, coming up with poetry. So anyway, let's go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, since we're talking about artificial intelligence, that's something I don't have much to add except that I'm equally fascinated and really trying to understand how that works too. So I'm in the early. I've actually messed around with this Midjourney is the name of the you can get it through Discord. It's called Midjourney. You can subscribe for $8 a month. And it gives you up to 200. It gives you up to 200 images, and you basically give it prompts, and all prompts are just descriptions of what you want the picture to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can. It's really a lot of fun. I mean, it really is. It's scary. because you can tell it, you know, I want to make a root beer machine. Like, that's one of the, and it just makes this machine kind of like, you know, and you hit generate. Every time you hit generate, it makes a completely unique new image. So it's definitely coming from a computer. It's very fascinating for sure, but I'll leave the debate about the rest of it for later until we learn more, I guess. But I called about the Netherlands beauty pageant. So my thing on this is at some point, the log jam has to be released. I am literally in my mind, it's the Netherlands. So now it's all over the world. Okay, this woke crap is all over the world. You got all these women, all the families of these women, right, that are all put money and toil and effort and travel and time, all this effort into doing this legitimate beauty pageant, and some person is going to make the decision to give it to this snaggletooth. So my thing is, Mike, I just wanted to say, this is a Monty Python moment. Where is John Cleese? Look, man, it's a man. It's a bloody man. Get out of here. I want to hear we need some humor now. This is what I'm saying. This is absolutely ridiculous. And at some point, people are going to really push back on this crap. I mean, this has got to be.
You raise an interesting point, because what all this transgender movement is doing, it's taking away from real women that which makes them unique. You know, you've got transgender males using the girls' locker room and so forth. You have transgender, you know, taking hormones so that they can chest feed their babies. And, you know, we still don't know what that's going to do to the babies. And, you know, it's like they're trying to erase real women from our culture, and I can't help but ask, where are the feminists? I remember, you know, back in the 1990s, the feminist movement was going strong. They were out there. They were a little misguided with that rape hysteria and so forth and so on. But if there was ever a need for feminists to come on out to protect women, this is it. And strangely, they are silent.
Well, I think, Mike, that's a very good point. And I think we can pretty much say that feminists are full of crap. They always were, right?
Yep.
I mean, but anyway, that's all I really had. I just really think that it's just everything's gotten out of hand, and it's time. I mean, it's time to just really just, I mean, these people, I'm sorry. That's all I had, Mike. I'll let you go. Get back to your show. Great show, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. Rented lips. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yes. For all those people that have children and daughters that are in electing to do a sport, and they find themselves with a boy in their midst claiming to be a girl, or feeling that they feel like they're a girl, and they're uncomfortable with it, I think when they share that with their parent, they should go ahead and do, I mean, it's just everybody, what do y'all think? I would pull my daughter out of that until it's corrected. It's just not something you want your daughter to have to be exposed to right now. I mean, they're still trying to fit in with the crowd. They've got so many worries and issues, and that just throws a bigger issue and worry on top of everything else. When parents take the reins, it helps take a lot of the pressure off a girl. I mean, I know what you just said about, you know, the feminists not standing up. I don't know where they are. Maybe they all died off. I just don't know. But as a parent, and if I were a father, I would pull my daughter out. And she would not, and of course, if it was a college and she had gone to that college on a scholarship just to be in track or be in the swim team or whatever, I would still pull her out. Society has to protect, you know, society. And if this is your child Where are the parents standing up for their children? I know that the government's trying to say, you don't own your children anymore. They're ours, mm-hmm. and we're going to take them away. Well, excuse me. They have raised them and fed them and diapered them and been there by their bedside all through their lives. No, we are taking care of them, and the government needs to take a back seat. And there, we as parents need to stand up. And I think if we went to the law, I think any officer that has children or FBI or CIA, they're all going to stand up for their children. And if they don't, I'm kind of wondering what's gone wrong for sure with society. That was my two cents. Thank you very much.
Okay, you've got it there. And let's see. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Bruce in Texas, I'm going to start with you. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break, which is coming up in about a minute. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, Mike. I was kind of busy, so I missed probably the first half of the show. So if I'm recovering material already covered, let me know. First of all, I'm looking here at the Artemis rocket.
Yes.
And it doesn't have three stages like Saturn V did, but it does have, and it has the white, booster rockets, solid rockets boosters, SRBs. And then the big stage is called the core stage propulsion unit.
Yes.
Is there a reason why it's brown or rust colored?
I believe that's a foam insulation like they used on the external tank on the space shuttle.
Oh, okay. It's just kind of depressing to me because on the Saturn V, yeah, USA.
Okay, Bruce, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Bruce in Texas. We're talking about the Artemis rocket and space in general. And Bruce, take it away.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up. It's just depressing to me that it's a big brown rocket. Of course, maybe they have to have it that way. But, back in the day, Saturn V, when it launched off the pad and you had the cameras right there in USA, you know what I mean? It was kind of like a symbol of national pride to the world, you know, who it is that's doing this. And now they have the NASA kind of small, stylized, the 70s style NASA on the boosters, on the solid boosters. And then there's a little American flag there, closer to the top. It's just, I don't know if that was intentional or not. I kind of don't like it. But,
well, my guess is between now and the actual launch, we may see several revisions to the livery. You know, and I imagine that somebody in D.C. is going to say, you put, United States down the side of that rocket.
Yeah. Let's see. My idea or my comment on these munitions that they're sending to the Ukraine, I think they're already realizing that they're not going to win the war. And so this is akin to putting a dead goat down the well of a village that kicked you out. You know, they're poisoning the well. They're going to poison the part of Ukraine that they lost or they're going to lose. So for years, for decades, they're going to have a tough time farming the land. You're going to have people, women, children, having their limbs blown off. And it's just going to be, it's kind of like a stick in the eye. It's very Talmudic. Let me put it that way. I think that's what's in play here. And they're going to have to negotiate. They're going to lose the territories that voted for secession and to join Russia. And that's when Ukraine's going to join NATO, and then they're going to beef it up. We're going to have a new Cold War. And that's how I see it playing out. And that's
a good analysis. It's a very good analysis.
Yeah, and before I go, I was listening to the No Agenda show yesterday, and they replayed that intercepted phone call between Victoria Nuland and the Ukrainian Ambassador Pratt. And, she mentioned Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden in this conversation.
Yep.
And the dots are like, you can put them on a wall and draw them together with a marker to who caused this war, who's responsible for these deaths, who did all this upheaval. Because I don't recall, but before 2014, going back even to the Soviet days, any strife, any, civil unrest in the Ukraine until these people showed up and the money behind them and did this coup. With the CIA, they're responsible for all these deaths. They want to point the finger at Putin. That's projection, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, the good news is it looks like they're backing off that idea of a false flag attack on that nuclear power plant. Because I guess nobody wanted to deal with the radioactive mess. And, maybe instead of that, they're trying to provoke Russia by attacking that bridge. And I don't know where this is going to go. It's really impossible to know. The fog of war, so forth and so on. Everybody's lying on every side about what's really going on out there. But I do know we're closer to nuclear war than we were during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Anyway, Bruce, thank you for the call. The music is playing. The show is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is on the show tonight with guest Harley Slanger. And please spread the word at republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word at whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is July 10th, 2023. Well, we missed him last week. He was busy. He's called up on doing a speaking engagement in Switzerland, but we got him back today. Mr. Harley Slanger from Germany live with us tonight. And Harley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear
good,
me?
Good, good. Well, I don't know. Are you able to speak on what you spoke about in Switzerland? Are you able